We're live. So I'm gonna start off with, this is our weekly gaming tech news. We accidentally hit record to go live for the public to listen to this a little earlier than expected. So if anybody's wondering, it's funny because they're gonna watch this later and they're gonna think about like, wait, wasn't that like a week ago?
About a week ago.
Before we begin the show, make sure you guys do check the description below. We got a very, very, very good VPN deal. Protect that. Because you never know.
That's open for interpretation. What's not open for interpretation is how good Buzz TV's sales are going on right now. So in the description down below, you have buzztvglobal.com. Make sure you go over and check out their sales that are going on right now. They have everything from the VidStick to the 4900. You've guys seen us make videos on all these different kind of boxes. So whatever your needs are, they have a device to suit them, as well as some badass software and customer service. So make sure you check out buzztv.com. Global. buzztvglobal.com.
buzztvglobal.com. I like that sound. Quack. Oh, man. All right. Hope everyone is having a good freaking holiday season. You guys have already celebrated your Thanksgiving last month. And Thanksgiving in the good old US of A is November 25th. So anybody out there that's going to be enjoying Thanksgiving with the family, be safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive. A lot of stupid and crazies out there. So be careful. If you got to take an Uber, take an Uber. If you got to spend the night wherever you're at, spend the night wherever you're at. Or if you have no choice, get an Uber to the nearest hotel. You know, just don't drive. Okay.
You know, if you got, what I think you guys call it over there, AAA, AAA.
Yeah.
If you have that, even if your car's not broken down, they'll still tow your ass somewhere. So, and you get a couple tows a year. It's a great way to use them.
There you go. I like it. Okay. Gaming tech news. So there is some new stuff coming. This is the latest and greatest when it comes to games. This is a brand new platform that has hit this year. Play to earn NFT games. Now, Next Level, do you want to give us a quick little explanation of what a gaming NFT is, or gaming in the whole crypto world is?
To be honest, I don't know enough to really talk about it. I know that there's NFTs are non-fungible tokens, and there are some games out there. This is very, like, I little knowledge, but some games out there where you can mint items in the game and then sell them as NFTs on the blockchain. Now, I'm sure there's much more that games are doing on the blockchain than that, but that's the only little bit that I know at this moment.
I love how you're like, I don't know what this is. And then you're like, so what is this? The end.
I could be wrong.
But you gave us something.
Something.
Best, something better than I would have said.
Yeah.
the best way for me to explain what this is, because I know NFTs, people are just like, this is stupid, an NFT. You buy a digital picture. You buy some kind of digital art. It doesn't make sense. It kind of does. When you take a picture of something, you're not the owner of stuff. And then if you start posting it in places, and if you don't have permission, copyrights. Copyright. So think about that before you start posting pictures of all kinds of stuff. Now, with that being said, with gaming, for example, there are some very popular games out right now that have been going on for quite some time. One of them is called Fortnite. There's another one called League of Legends. There's another one called Call of Duty. There is so many games out there that they have their own ecosystem. What I mean by that is you could be playing a game like Heyday and you could purchase stuff. And sometimes this stuff that you purchase doesn't give you really a advantage into the game. It just gives you either an extra skin, an extra decoration, some kind of extra something to have. And I know when it comes to like Fortnite, for example, I use Fortnite because it's so popular with this type of conversation. What they do is you buy these skins. It doesn't make you better, but people might be like, dude, that skin's awesome. I wish I had that skin. Well, what the crypto world is doing now is they're building these games that are going to be now in the blockchain, I guess you can say.
Mm-hmm.
And when people start, like, imagine this. Imagine they only made so many Fortnite skins. People bought it and they're using them. They're playing whatever. If I'm like, hey, I'm done with it, I could throw it up on Solana. I could throw it on OpenSea. I can throw it wherever and say, hey, anybody wants this skin? It's going to cost one Ethereum coin. People will buy it. They say, cool. The code is already there. As soon as it clears, that skin is transferred out of my game and into the other person's game. So now they own it. And the value of stuff like this can go nuts. You just never know. You never know what could happen. So in a nutshell, what's been going on, it's there's been games like Fortnite that once you buy a skin and you stop playing with it, that's it. There's nothing that you can do about it. It's just gone. You spend all this money and it's worth nothing, literally nothing. This NFT gaming platform that they're doing is now they're putting value behind that stuff. They're like, right, look, we're noticing that you're purchasing this skin. And if you want to sell it, you could still make money. You might not make as much money as when you first purchased it. You might make some of it, or you could make a profit.
Right.
So in a nutshell, that's what this gaming thing is. That's kind of what they're doing. And the cool thing about this, here's this thing that just came out. Play to earn NFT game updates. Chumi Valley, Journey to Godhood, and more. So what they're doing is they're creating these games that you could actually earn coins. You could, right, earn like crypto tokens. You could earn Bitcoin. You could earn like money. You could actually earn value by playing stuff, which I think it's pretty neat. I think it's pretty fascinating.
For sure.
So the only thing I would wish they would do is if they put this thing into PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, and I think it will get there eventually.
Eventually,
it has to, which would be awesome. I think it would be great. So Chumi Valley, every Chumi NFT is made up of unique body parts, including skin color. I like how they spell color, color, skin color, main type, coat, secondary.
That Canadian? Type. That's how we spell it here.
Is it?
Yeah.
He's probably a Canadian then. Ears, eyes, mouth, pattern, and horns. Seed Chumi NFTs will be generated from an exclusive pool of coats and body parts, never to be minted again. So they create these things, and every single one of them are going to be different. The combinations of this stuff is insane. So, but there's going to be one of its kind. So you got to remember that. Chumi Valley has been described by Play to Earn Online Magazine as a highly anticipated Play to Earn game that blends Stardew Valley and Pokemon. No release date yet. Now, it's funny how they said Seed Chumi. There's this thing called Project Seed that I've been investing in, and one of the coins is called Shill. They're talking about putting several games, and there's other outside games that are looking into coming into this platform, which is going to be pretty cool because this thing, they're using that Seed name. You know, Seed Chumi. So we'll see. There's another game here called Echoes of Empire. It's a futuristic game. Also played cool. It looks like it's very well put together. Again, Play to Earn is going to be on the blockchain. Journey to Godhood. This one looks like a God of War type of game. God T. All right. And I think that's it when it comes to this, to these games in particular. So, these are the games that are being announced. Like I said, Project Seed, the thing that I've been investing in that I've been talking about a lot lately. The coin is called Shill, S-H-I-L-L. Not Relax and Shill. Not Relax and Shill. There's a token called Relax and Shill. That's what I'm saying. It's not Relax and Shill. It's just Shill. That's it. And it's a gaming platform that they're doing. It's huge. It's going to be actually very, very big. So a lot of stuff coming out. Here's something else that I know Next Level and I have been talking about for a while. I don't know. I'll just show you the picture and I'll just say Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I know.
How does this make you feel?
Like they just keep teasing the gamers and not actually giving them a damn game. So just hurry your ass up and give them the damn game. Do the damn thing.
Just do it already. So November 2021 is looking to keep gamers busy with a plethora of new games from Call of Duty to Grand Theft Auto, the trilogy. Looks like you're going to be able to buy a pack of all three games.
Yeah, but this is not a new game.
It's like not a new, I can't even say that word. The definitive edition. Ooh, Final Fantasy 14 Endwalker. I wonder if this is a remake or if this is just an expansion. Xbox Game Pass adding to.
But hold on. They're saying that GTA trilogy is missing some of the cheat codes.
Well. Stop cheating. That's what it's telling you. Stop cheating. Call of Duty Vanguard. I know they've been pushing that one pretty big.
Yeah, but they're saying something. I saw a couple of articles saying that the guns aren't leveling fast enough. And then, you know, people are just complaining about it.
That's what I heard too. But I don't know. I like Call of Duty. I've been a Call of Duty fan for a long time. And this is based on World War II. I'm on the fence of buying it because I like playing the storyline. I know people like to go and play and kill other people and, you know, do a multiplayer, but I kind of like the storylines, you know. And right now I have way too many games, so I'm kind of like, I'm holding off on this Vanguard just because I got too many games to play with right now. But it has like 5 or 6 different modes on this thing. Mm-hmm. You got like your story mode, you got a zombie mode, you got the regular standard multiplayer mode. There's tons of modes on here that you can play, and it's supposed to be where they're going to be adding more and more modes to it. So I don't know. The other one, what was the other one that they're talking about? It's funny. Every time you hear, oh, here it is, Battlefield 2042. Every time you hear of Call of Duty, you hear about Battlefield. Yeah. Battlefield is a really nice, clean-looking game, but I don't like their multiplayer. Hmm. I like Call of Duty's multiplayer, but their storylines has been, like, Battlefield's been better story mode. Hmm. So I don't know. Forza Horizon 5. Early access, November 5th, and then everybody else gets it November 9th. Do you remember add-on back in the day called Project D?
No.
Ooh. Okay, so you do remember Exodus.
Yeah.
And Genesis. Mm-hmm. Project D was back. Project D was like, I would even say, yeah, around Genesis time. And then when it became Exodus, it was still there. Just wasn't, people weren't talking about it as much. But Project D, so he's doing his thing now. He's been playing games and he's been posting pictures about this Forza Horizon 5. And some of those pictures looked like real, like way too real. I don't know if you've seen anything with Forza 5. Now, I think this one's only on Xbox, right?
Yeah, that's an Xbox exclusive. Yeah. I haven't played it, so I don't have much to say about it.
Yeah, I don't know. It looked really good. It looked really, really good. So this Grand Theft Auto trilogy, you get Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice City, and San Andreas. They're celebrating the 20th anniversary of Grand Theft Auto 3. See, I guess I'm kind of over the whole re-releasing these old ones.
How many times are they going to re-release it?
Even if they remastered them, I'm over it. I'm over gun. Like get on, move on already. Battlefield 2042. So they're saying following a rather disappointing World War II entry in Battlefield 5, DICE is attempting to win back lapsed fans with Battlefield 2042. The game is a return of the modern day setting that fans have solely missed in the last several years, and also takes things up a notch. So what they're doing is they're doing what is that Call of Duty game? Remember that Call of Duty game that they did, like Future Warfare? And they had those eco-skeleton suits?
Yeah, the Mech Warriors?
Yeah. It sounds like that's what what they're going to do with the new Battlefield game. Hmm. And it's funny because they did... It says disappointing World War II game that they made a couple years ago. Call of Duty is doing a World War II game right now. That's kind of interesting, huh?
Yeah.
It's almost like they flipped. Man, I think they're doing it on purpose. Pokemon, Brilliant Diamond, Shining... I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Pokemon games right now.
Hey, I play Pokemon Go sometimes. Actually, fun fact, I live at a Pokemon gym.
You live in a Pokemon gym?
Yeah. I live in a Pokemon gym. Literally, like, legit. Like, if I open my Pokemon Go app on my phone, right now, where I'm sitting at my desk. Hold on, let me see if I can find. Do I have it installed? I don't think I have it installed on this phone.
No.
Oh man, I was gonna show you, but I don't have it installed.
Dang it! All right, well, if you're looking for it, or if you find it, Final Fantasy 14, Endwalker. Oh, so this is a new Final Fantasy. It's an expansion. It's a new expansion. And this is like one of the big games that's ending for the month of November. Here's a full list for November. Giants Uprising, World War Z for the Switch, Conway, Time Loader, Just Dance 2022. You know you're getting that.
Yeah, of course.
Work Hard's Fall, Call of Duty, Forza 5, Blue Reflection, Jurassic World Evolution 2, Elder Scrolls, Sherlock Holmes Chapter 1. Dude, there's a lot of games coming out here. Lots and lots of games. So, yeah, stay tuned to all these games that are coming. Oh, here's a... I found some trailers on this thing. Here's the World War Z, or World War... Jurassic World Evolution. That looks pretty nice, man.
See? Huh.
Look at that.
Look, I'm right at the gym.
Here, hold on. Let me see.
I live at a Pokemon gym. That's me standing. Hold on. I don't care. How do I get out of this shit now? Maybe later. See? I live at a Pokemon. What the shit? I can, like, that's literally where I live, and the gym's right there.
Wow.
I can click on it, and I can battle my Pokemon.
I used to play the Pokemon Go.
I think everybody's tried it at one point.
Yeah. I did that APK thing, so you could, like, spoof your location.
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
I think everybody, a lot of people were, like, trying to spoof to get all the characters. Xbox games, free games for gold members. Moving Out, no idea what that is. Kingdom, Two Crowns. PlayStation, free games. You get Knockout City, First Class Trouble, Kingdoms of whatever. The Persistence, The Walking, oh, you get The Walking Dead one. The VR version, heck no. Rise of the Tomb Raider. Huh. Interesting. So you got a good amount of games here. I'm trying to find here, let me look for what's coming up in the future, because I know we're in like the holiday season already and people are going to want to buy some Black Friday stuff or possibly pre-order stuff. So here we go. New games, 2020 upcoming releases, dates for consoles and PC. So let's come here to the list. New games. So this is all November. We already talked about these ones. There you go. Mm-hmm. Halo Infinite. PC, Xbox. Are you going to get it?
I'm a one game guy, man. I only play Call Pokemon? Of Duty.
Heyday? Not Pokemon, not Heyday. Only Call of Duty? That's the only game you play?
That's the only game I play. Call of Duty Warzone. That's all it.
You going to get that new one?
No.
Get the new one. Then I can play with you guys. No. Steam Deck. What the hell is Steam Deck?
Steam Deck got pushed back by a few more months because they couldn't meet the demand.
Really?
The chip shortage is killing them.
It says December to be... TBC, what does the C stand for?
To be coming?
Man.
To be confirmed.
To be coming or to be confirmed? I like to be coming.
Proper English, you know?
Yeah.
Who needs it?
Who needs it? All right, what else? What else do we got here? Beyond the Steel Sky. See, here's a really nice image of Halo. Infinite, December 8th. Advance Wars 1 plus 2 Reboot Camp, December 3rd on the Nintendo Switch. Shredders TBC on Xbox. See, this looks good. The only thing with Halo, I never got into Halo, man.
Me neither.
I never really got into it. Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl, Fall. Abandoned, Q4, Among Us for the PS4 and the Xbox One.
Among Us got an update, so apparently the different colors have different powers now. I want to actually go back and check it out.
I know everybody was going crazy with that for...
I was playing that for a bit. It was fun.
Yeah. I kind of didn't get it. I was like, you got to find who did it. What's that board game?
Clue?
Yeah, Clue. It's like Clue.
Have you played Among Us?
Yes. You just run around and you're trying to find like the stuff and find who did it. And
I don't know. You gotta just either you get it or you don't.
I don't know. I
either
I
you're was... Among Us or you're not. Damn it.
My niece wanted me to play with her and she's like, don't kill me, okay? And if you're the bad guy, let me know. I'm like, how am I supposed to tell you? And then she'd come and kill me. I'm like, dude. I don't know. I was like, whatever about it. I know Fortnite had the same thing.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. They had their version of Among Us. So, okay, here we go. They have a huge list. Total Warhammer 3, Way to the Woods, Fracked. Rainbow Six. Ooh, look, check this out. Here's some future stuff for early next year, January. Forspoken, January 2022. Rainbow Six Extraction. Pokemon Legends, January 28th. Dying Light. Destiny 2. The Witch Queen. GTA 5. Nobody gives a... Dude, March 22nd, GTA 5. Or March 2022. PS5 and Xbox Series X and S, GTA 5.
Woo!
Woohoo! And see, I hate when they do this. Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Collection. No, I don't want no collection. Just give me the next one.
Another one.
Gran Turismo 7 comes out. Oh, finally, Hogwarts. Dude, did you ever see the gameplay on Hogwarts?
No.
I think this is okay. So it's going to be on the Xbox and PlayStation. The gameplay on this thing and the graphics that they showed on this look amazing. I think this is going to be like game of the year next year. Like, it looks that good. Little Witch in the Woods. What the hell? I don't want to even want to know. Gotham Knights. Okay. God of War Ragnarok. That's going to be an amazing game. The last one was good. Outer Worlds, Splatoon 3, Spider-Man 2. The new Spider-Man 2, I don't know if you heard anything about this. We're getting into now 2023. The new Spider-Man 2, did you play or did you, you probably didn't play any of the Spider-Mans, huh? What they did was you had Spider-Man and then Spider-Man Miles Morales. Spider-Man 2 is both of them together.
I think that's what people wanted anyways, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know kind of what I hope happens with this whole multiverse of madness, this whole multiverse with the MCU. I hope they have Miles Morales in there somehow.
They should. So did you see the articles about how Sony is reducing the PS5 supply expectation for the fiscal year, saying that they can't keep up with the demand? Obviously everyone knows that. It says that releases of the new PS5 supply expectations are dramatically lower. The PS5 has had a killer first year between its games and sales, but unfortunately, not all those who have wanted the console has been able to get one. It doesn't seem like the supply will be getting any better anytime soon, as Sony's new PS5 production has lowered for the rest of the fiscal year. So they had to drop it, saying that we're producing less than what we expected.
And that's because of the chip shortage, or?
Dude, it's crazy, man. I go to some of my friends. They work at car dealerships, and there's no cars. Like, I've heard this week alone, I've heard three different stories from three different people who had car leases. And their lease expired, and they had, like, they were told by the dealership it would be at least 9 months to a year before they can get another vehicle.
Jeez.
Like, that's insane. Like, they're like, we have nothing to give you. Nothing.
I actually had a company reach out asking me if they could buy my truck. And they're offering more than what I paid for it.
For sure, yeah.
I have another car, another vehicle. I have a 79 Cadillac Seville. I just don't want to put all the miles on that car because it's freaking classic, you know? But
I wonder how much the Cadillac would be going for right now.
That'd be interesting. I got to look into that. I've been thinking about selling it too. Yeah, I'm just... So here's the thing with the car, with the truck. I've been debating about selling it and buying... another one.
Yeah, but you're gonna, like, it's not a time to buy.
Yeah, the market is just too high. Stupid. Right now. Yeah, and the truck that I want is so I have a Chevy Silverado Custom Edition. Mm-hmm. Which is equivalent to a 1500. I don't know if you're too familiar with the cars.
The Ford 1500.
So Ford is the, like, the 150.
Yeah.
And then Ford has the 250.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference between the 150 and the 250 is the payload.
Mm-hmm.
How much can it pull? And you're looking at a 150 could pull anywhere from 6,000 pounds to about, I think the most, the peak is about 14,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
The 250, I think, pulls starting, I think the lower ones, the lower 250s pull at 15,000 and it goes up to 24,000. So I was thinking, like, shoot, if I get me a not a basic 250, if I get like a decent 250, I want to be able to pull 20,000 pounds. You know what I mean?
Where are you going to find 20,000 pounds to pull?
An RV, a trailer.
Well, I guess you have one of those, don't you?
Not yet. I've been wanting one. Problem with that is I rented an RV a couple months ago for my birthday. We took off to the mountains, actually, to Yosemite. But I was thinking, like, man, I kind of want to get a trailer because I could just attach to it and pull it, and that's it. You know, if wherever I travel to, wherever I'm going to camp, I could unhitch and then I could take the truck, drive it around, and I could just leave the trailer wherever it's at, you know. But I've been kind of like going back and forth between a trailer and an RV. But so the thing is, if I do get a trailer, I need to get a truck that can pull it. So right now I'm looking at trailers and I'm being kind of picky because of the weight issue. You know, I'm trying to pick something like around 7,000 pounds, which a trailer isn't, it's not that big. So I'm kind of like looking like, oh, what do I get? Like, you know, what do I get then if that's the case? So I've been looking at that, but yeah, I've noticed that trucks, cars, everything, there's just such a low supply right now of everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. So the other thing I wanted to share too is, speaking about the PlayStation, and this article came out also a couple days ago, PlayStation VR, the PSVR 2 is coming.
This is, and a lot of people been waiting for this shit.
Dude, I want this thing so bad. So Sony has officially confirmed the PSVR VR 2 is on its way. This is going to be the latest gen, and it's only going to work on the PS5. You can't go on the PS4 and do it. Only going to be on the PS5. It says that they suspect that it might launch sometime in 2022. Maybe a year from now. So probably for holidays, I could see it now, you know, like, I think I could see this. State of Play this year happened, what, in the summer?
Yeah.
And then Sony had a lot of announcements August, September. So did Xbox, I believe. And Sony hasn't been going to E3 for a couple years. I don't know if Sony's going to go to E3 next year in June. But if they do, they should bring this with them. If they're gonna announce it, you know? So this right now, this is going to be US only. There's a PS5. So here, US only PS5's restock tracker. If you guys are looking for the PlayStation, it's going to be really, really hard to get, but that's where you can get it. And here we go. This is a concept, I guess, of what it's going to look like. OLED display, resolution of 4000 to 2040. Isn't this that's 4K? 2000 by 2040 per eye, and just slightly more than the Oculus Quest 2. So it's going to be a more powerful, better resolution than the Oculus Quest 2. It's not going to be full wireless. There's probably going to be like one controller. And retail value, they're thinking about maybe $499.
Is that good or bad?
It's a little high. But then again, they're selling the remotes for like almost $100.
Insane.
I'm like, what happened to the $20 remotes? And then it went up to like, what, $60?
Insane.
The only thing Sony has confirmed is that it's not coming out in 2021, that it's going to be next year. And there's a big hype on this thing. PSVR controller. Check this out.
Interesting.
This looks cool. It looks like you're almost holding. How do I explain this? it looks like you're putting on not a glove. It looks like you're holding like handlebars, but it wraps around the top part of your palm. It doesn't touch the top part, not the top part of your palm, the top part of your hand. It doesn't touch the top part of your hand. It looks like it hovers over almost like a sphere around your hand where your thumb sticks out. And then there's another wrap around in between your thumb and your first finger. They're calling it baton-like handles with a plastic orb around them. They also make use of the same adapter trigger features found in the current DualSense PS5 pads. This will allow for different tensions on any given in-game action, which is nuts. I don't know, dude. What do you think?
They look cool. The VR has always been better on the PlayStation than any other console. So it is. I never really got a chance to really try it out on the PlayStation 4, and everybody said that it was amazing. So I would be interested in trying the new one.
Yeah. When it comes to games, of course, everyone's wanting games. According to a report from a YouTube channel, PSVR without parole, PSVR 2 games could shift from VR exclusive experiences. Instead, Sony might focus on hybrid titles that can be played with or without PS. Okay, so that's cool. They could go back and forth. Either do it with or do it without. And I'm sure they'll have their exclusive games for this too. So here's going to be a motion sickness reduction patent that they're adding into this. And this is what it looks like, what it could be. I don't think it's going to be wireless, but there is going to be, you're probably going to need some kind of webcam, I'm guessing.
It should come with it, no?
I don't think it does. Or actually, you know, it might. It might. You might be able to get it with or without, because the thing is that they already sell the camera for this thing, and it's kind of like, it would suck to have to buy the PSVR and then you have a camera also. You have two cameras, you know what I mean? So I don't know. It might. They might have like a bundle. So you said you never got to play the
VR.
The first one?
No. I never got to play it.
The first time I tried it, I was doing a water game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, I don't know. It was very weird. Like looking around, and I could see, and every, you know, the glass is like right in front of your face. But the way they set it up, like the dimensions and like everything, it was kind of like, it was intense. I know some people got a little bit dizzy. I didn't get motion sickness on it. My cousin that did try it when we went to check this out, he got sick. He was just like, screw this crap. He's like, I ain't getting it. He's like, imagine trying to play Batman with this thing. You're like, whoosh.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. So, Oculus Quest 2 just came out, didn't it?
I don't know anything about the Oculus.
Me neither. What were you going to say?
So in the States, college football is bigger than the NFL. That's my understanding.
It's about the same. I wouldn't say it was bigger.
Well, it says EA has a game, an NCAA college football game, that's going to be releasing on mobile as well.
I ain't buying anything from EA.
What was the beef again with EA? What happened?
The thing that got me in trouble. So Gruden, remember the coach from the Raiders, Gruden got fired for making some dumb comments.
Yeah.
EA Sports decided to take him out of the game. And they're putting some kind of generic version of him now, because there's a lot of people that are pissed. They're saying like, dude, like stupid. Like, just, you know, he was a coach. He was a coach for several years. He's been around. He's won a Super Bowl. Like, leave him there, you know? So there's a lot of people that are protesting EA games. I know I'm not purchasing any EA games. It's kind of like, remember when Nintendo back in the day, they had Mike Tyson's Punch Out?
Yeah.
You know, they took Mike Tyson out of the game, right?
Out of his own game.
Yeah. They took him out of the game and they called it Mr. Wonderful's Punch Out.
What? Okay.
Yeah. Here, let me look it up. Do you know why they did that?
Wasn't he going through some legal battles? Oh. Was that when he bit the other guy's ear?
Yep. He bit Evander Holyfield's ear. And they went from... Oh, where is the thing I hear? They went from Mike... let's see. Mike Tyson's Punch Out. Where the hell is this thing? Well, there's a Wikipedia thing here for it. So, Punch Out... 1984, Punch Out Boxing, Super Punch Out, Punch Out Mike Tyson's Punch Out. But they changed the name to something else. Let me see. What did they change the name Mike Tyson Punch Out? Here we go. Yeah, Mr. Dream, that's what it was, Mr. Dream. And Nintendo's reasoning to change the name, this is the thing. When you have a name and you call the game after you, after your name or after whatever, that's the name of the game forever, you know?
Yeah, everyone remembers Mike Tyson's Punch Out, not Mr. Dream's.
You know why? So listen to this. Nintendo's license had expired to use the image of the boxer Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was replaced by a fictional character named Mr. Dream, and the game was renamed. BS.
That's some BS.
BS. Like, okay.
Like, come Nintendo on. Can't afford to renew a license?
Yeah. Stupid. Dumb. Another thing that they're also saying, here's another thing that Nintendo said. When Mike Tyson lost the fight to James Buster, this was another reason why they changed the name from Mike Tyson to Mr. Dream. Because he lost his title to James Buster Douglas. Hmm. BS.
Yeah.
I'm not buying that, Nintendo.
That's some BS.
Yeah. Yeah, I... Oh, here's something funny. Mike Tyson doesn't seem to know that he doesn't exist in Nintendo's game anymore. It's been 29 years of Tyson remaining blissfully unaware of his name being stripped from the game.
And he doesn't know?
He doesn't know.
What the shit?
He doesn't know.
Well, I mean, I didn't know.
Really? You never heard of that Mr. Dream?
I had no idea. He still has what? Mike Tyson's Mystery whatever TV show, right?
I think so, yeah.
They didn't take that from him yet.
Wow. Yeah, he doesn't know. They asked him about it to say, like, hey, remember back in the day when you had Mike Tyson's Punch Out? And he says, what are you talking about? I still have it. That's how he found out, by an interview. In 2019, bro. Wow. That would piss me off, dude.
I don't think he's wrong. Even if he knew that they renamed it, it's still Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Yeah. That's so bad. That's so bad. They did do other they did other Punch Out games.
Yeah.
But they just called it Punch Out.
Yeah, they did.
Which is like Super Punch Out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, regular Punch Out. Yeah. The Nintendo Wii's Punch Out was good. But yeah, like I remember playing that Mike Tyson dude. That he was freaking hard to beat. Did you ever beat him when you played it?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. I didn't play it much. I'm very selective with games. So when I had Super Nintendo, there was probably only 5 different games that I played. So
you grew up with the Super NES then, huh?
Yeah, that was my first console, was a Super NES.
Yeah, I had an Atari. So I grew up with like the first stuff that just came out.
I grew up with an Atari computer. That was the first thing that I played video games on, was an Atari computer. It was everything connected to the keyboard, and it had a floppy drive, and that's where I started with my little, like, that's where I learned how to play chess.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played some ninja game and some Donald Duck game on that.
Yeah. I had an Atari, and then for Christmas, when Nintendo launched their NES, their original NES, I had that. I had my computer later, probably around where maybe right before Super NES, and it was floppy mm-hmm. disk. Mm-hmm. My first game on that, which it took me forever to beat. Put it this way. When I was a kid, I didn't beat it.
Mm.
I got older. I figured out how to run DOS, and I downloaded the damn thing and played it and beat it. It took me a while. Prince of Persia.
Mm-hmm.
The first Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
I think it had like 2 floppies. It was like, yeah. Okay. Any other stuff that you want to throw out? Like, do you see any other gaming stuff?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't see anything else. I know there's a lot of stuff coming, and there's a lot of stuff that's going to be out there. So
I know that. Hold on. There's something about Netflix, right? Isn't there?
Was there? Oh, Netflix Gaming. Yeah, they're doing a gaming platform. I know you talked about that before.
Where is the article? We had an article. No, where is the art? Oh my God, I'm going to have to Google this shit. Net. Okay. What is Netflix Gaming? So if I go to, what is this? Netflix's website, it says, let the games begin, a new way to experience entertainment on mobile. It says Netflix Games. We love games, whether it's a physical game, Floor is Lava, Mind Games, The Circle, or Squid Games, Winky Face. And we love entertaining our members. This is why we're excited to take our first steps into launching Netflix Games on mobile to the world starting today. Members everywhere can play the first mobile games. Stranger Things 1984, Stranger Things 3, Shooting Hoops, Card Blast, Teeter Up. Whether you're craving a casual game or you want to start from scratch or an immersive experience that lets you dig deeper into your favorite stories, we want to begin to build a library of games that offers something for everyone. So they're coming out with Netflix original games? Is that what I'm reading?
That's what it sounds like.
It says, level 1, your Netflix membership is your all-access pass. All you need is your Netflix subscription. Level 2, Android and iOS friendly. Level 3, why do they call them levels? It's so weird. These are just bullet points. Players around the world are welcome.
They're trying to be cute.
Adults. Oh, level 5 says adults only. So you can set up a PIN if you don't want them to play certain games. No connection, no problem. They're available to play offline, and we're catering to every kind of player, apparently. So I don't know. Let's see what this article says. Nope, article was garbage.
You think they're making a mistake?
Spinoffs. I don't know. You know, we had a streaming episode and we ended up just bashing a bunch on Netflix, but this might be a good thing for them. And the reason I say that is because in that episode, we talked about how their price point is too high. Now, if they would have came out and said, you have to pay additional for this, then screw you, Netflix, go home. But they're including it in the service. So even though their library is not that big right now, I hope that it is continued to be included.
Yeah.
So this is not a streaming service. I thought it was like a cloud-based gaming thing, but apparently it's not, because you can play offline.
Maybe they have it where you could download it. That wouldn't make sense though, because are you purchasing it? Because the thing is, you're going to have to verify that you have an account. So are you purchasing the game and then you could store it in your library? Or is it timestamped that it says, okay, you have a subscription, you're allowed to use it offline for 30 days. You know what I mean? I'm a little bit confused.
I don't know. I have to look more into it. But apparently, if you are out there and you have Netflix, then you have access to Netflix games. So go download a couple of their games. Apparently, they have games for everybody. And check it out.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. I wonder what they're going to... This Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird. You got to keep waking him up.
Yeah. Fuck. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah, crazy. Cool. So want to thank everybody for coming to the show today. Got some gaming stuff. Let us know what you guys think. Let us know what you guys think about this stuff. I'm excited for a lot of games that are coming. I haven't played some games that have been out already because I'm still catching up on some stuff, but yeah, there's a lot of things going on in the market. Let us know in the comment section. What do you guys, what games are you excited for?
What are you looking forward for? Yeah.
Yeah. What are you looking forward for? Definitely. Kind of curious to see where you guys are at with all that stuff. So cool. Yeah. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Check the description. We got that Buzz TV. We also got that VPN. So make sure you guys get protected. And yeah, next level, what you got before we go?
Hey, just saying thanks again for everyone coming out to enjoy the show and everything that we do here on Beyond the Streams. Make sure that wherever you're listening to us, if you're listening to us on the audio side, that you leave us a review so other people like yourself can find the content that you enjoy. Make sure that you come out every Thursday, sometimes usually around 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but it can be different. So make sure you hit that subscribe button and turn on those notification bells so that you get notified when we go live and you can join us and be a part of the conversation, be a part of the community, and all that kind of good stuff. You never know who's going to be joining us. You never know where the conversation's going to go. So we hope to see you there. And I think that's it. We'll see you guys on the next episode of Beyond the Streams. Peace.